two brothers named Grimm.
The greatest danger to us is the high-intensity heat bomb.
That's right. They have enough concentrated heat to blow up our planet instantly.
What would you do?
I would fight.
And you?
Fight.
Mothers, don't let your babies grow up to be...
Haters! Anarchy!
Hey, punk world, it's the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. It's the Ides of March 2022, and I don't have a St. Paddy's Day special for you, but I do have another war-fueled show that's just as entertaining. Yeah, it's a weird world right now, man. Really weird. You know, COVID's getting swept under the rug. I'm the world's worst historian, but with Russia bombing the shit out of Ukraine, this is not just something that's going to go away. Oh, hey, we're done. We're packing it up. We're going home. No, this is going to be like at least 10 years, right? At least. But we'll keep grinding. You can always find the Brothers Grimm Punkcast on Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Cali time over at Punk Rock Demonstration. That's at punkrockdemo.com. And over at Ripper Radio, 7 p.m. Cali time on Fridays. Yep, the Bros Grimm over here in the wine country, California, where gas prices are soaring through the roof. Started out with Guttermouth this week, another one of my favorite songs, doing Viva American off Gorgeous 1999. Capitalist Casualties after that did Dope and War off of the 7-inch of the same name. Mob 47, couldn't miss that, did Kriegshot off of The Ultimate Attack. And Demolition Axe closed that one out with War Beasts off of This Is War, Nuclear Peace from 2019. Only one new track this week. This is from London's Mastermind. This is brand new from Quality Control. They're going to do Price You Pay off of... it's just a single coming up off their newer one coming up in June. So get it over at bandcamp.com.
Life, free in our reach. offended that they act like it's my responsibility to protect their rights to pick on the weak like pack animals, or that we're supposed to support their freedom of speech when they don't give a fuck about yours or mine.
So you're against freedom of speech now? That's in the Bill of Rights, man.
Some of these are a stretch as far as the war theme goes, but they're still fitting. The Bros Grimm, gas prices. I hate to beat that dead horse that just won't die, but $7 a gallon. I commute like a lot of people, but I can afford gas. You know, I got a little piece of crap car that, $60 doesn't even put a, I don't even think it gives me 3/4 of a tank anymore. This is wild. Everything in America is based on gas. The bread you get, the milk you get, the toilet paper. This dude had to bring up toilet paper again. Shit. So what you're telling me is that if your boss came up to you and essentially said, hey, you know what? You know, you're going to make a couple dollars less an hour from now till we figure things out. Nobody would go for that. Nobody. We'll just keep plugging along, I guess. You just heard Trash off the legendary comp, Peace War comp, that was Peace or What? Anti before that did Fight War, Not Wars off of I Don't Want to Die in Your War from 1982. I looked it up, I thought I recently played that song, but it's already been almost a year and a half. Before that, AFK did Modern Warfare off the album of the same name from 2016. D Control before that did Armed to the Fucking Teeth from The Final War 2004. And Mastermind started that one out with a new one from Quality Control that's coming out in June from the Master's Orders LP. Well, it's easy to tell how I put this next batch of songs together. This is War Victims. They're going to do How Many More Must Die off of Dogs of War 7-inch from 2009. We'll be right back.
I know that because I know that everyone's life sucks. Your life sucks. My life sucks too.
Yeah!
Yep, they said just get an electric car. If you're complaining about it, just go get an electric car. You know that won't work because what everybody's supposed to... Hey, I have a $12,000 loan on this crap car. I'm just going to trade it in. Oh, well, your car is only worth a couple grand now. So good luck, everybody, getting electric cars now. If you want to check out the Bros Grimm set list each and every episode, go over to brothersgrimmpunkcast.blogspot.com. Give you a link to the archive, and you can find this on iTunes Podcasts and Google Podcasts as well. Podbean. I haven't done the Mixcloud thing yet. Don't think we'll go there, but go over to the Blogspot and check out the list of songs. You just heard War Fever. They did San Diego's War Fever. They did On Your Grave off of Decay of Infamy from 2018. Warzone before that did As One off of Don't Forget the Struggle, Don't Forget the Streets from 1988. Before that, Warfare did Nothing to Show off of Declaration from Triple B Records from 2018. War Cry before that did Suck Your Life off of their Deprogram from Agipunk Records 103. That's like a re-release from 2007. And War Victims started it out. Here's another disc band for you. We got a few sprinkled in here again this week. This is Disc Corpse. They're going to do Brutalized by the War from Pawns of War Machine from 2017.
Die. Want me to die. the are you?
Pretty good, SpongeBob.
We want to be free to ride, and we want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. And we want to get loaded.
Think you're straight, think you're cool. Dyed your hair when you went to school. People go to war, breaking down the door, stealing all your things. We'll bash all you.
Yep, lots of obscurities this week as we shred through the apocalypse. That was C4, they did Goes to War off the album same name from 2019. Dis War before that did Only the War Knows When Is the End off of Sounds of War from 2012. Final Slum War before that did After the Bombs from the Discos Enfermos Vita Valentia from 2016. Bestoven before that did More Victims of War off of the album, or the EP of the same name from 2012, and Discorpse started that one out. If you want to send the Bros Grimm some shit, send it over to brothersgrimmpunk@gmail.com. We had some sent in from LA's Fester Youth and Seattle's Raw Dog, so that'll be coming up next episode or something. Get back to regular programming. But for now, this is War Ripper. They're going to do Violent Death from Hellstorm 2006.
It's our fight to fucking win. Rip it up.
The strength of who we are is we will fight, and we will fight, we will fight the fight, we will fight, we are in a fight, the fight, 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 I say fight on, fight on, fight on, fight on.
Genre of music has so effectively captured the struggles and turmoils of the generation that created it, like punk.
When the carbon monoxide content in the air exceeds 1.28%, it will be followed by death within 3 minutes. This is nuclear war.
God, I love. Ready my brain for my mind. I got the eye, but I'm about to die.
that both sides would stop before the ultimate destruction of the city. So that both sides could retire for a period of 10 years or so of post-attack recuperation, in which World War VIII could be prepared.
Yes, Americans, man, we're whiny. I always think about my grandpa that he was a kid in the Great Depression and fought in World War II. Now, we get all butthurt if we get an Amazon package that shows up a few days late. But I guess that's the world we're living in, and you know, we're able to be a little bit whiny. But I think we need to check ourselves a little bit now. Oh, we got the Deltacron variant that we need to go get boosted for now. I think that's probably what I had a few weeks back. You just heard Visions of War. They did Doom and Gloom off of a Shit Parade from 2011. The Insomniacs before that did This Means War off of their three-way split with Axed and Smashed and Vermin Warfare in 2017. Pollen before that did, that was get, we got brutal there. They did Endless Victims from Fear of Another War from 2017 as well. Forced Order before that did Fight 'Em off of Eternal War from 2014. And War Ripper started that one out. Portland's War Ripper started that one out. Let's do one more set and get out of here. This is Provoked, of course, from that good old Profane Existence collection. This is Stagnant Mind off of Infant in the Womb of Warfare from 2003.
As a bushwhacking guerrilla army, we're going to be doing one thing, and one thing only. Killing Nazis. Sound good?
Yes, sir! It's estimated that 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
With Split, I was thinking about doing some more half-hour shows, but you always hear an hour over at Ripper Radio and the Punk Rock Demo on a regular basis on those days. But, you know, mix it up a little bit. I don't know. Maybe not. That was Disaffect. They did Storm Coming off of their discography from 2000 from Nausea Records. Before that, Fear of War did What Are You Gonna Do? Off of their War Songs 1985 through 1987 LP. Cadre before that did Selfish Attack off of War on Nihilism from 2020, and Provoked started that batch of songs out. Well, let's end it on a better note and cool it down with World War IX. They're gonna do Drunk When I Met You off of A Portrait of Sobriety from 2009. So keep fighting a good fight, and when all else fails, anarchy! How's that working out for you?
Don't hold it against me. Don't forget your name. 7 out 2 weeks ago.
listening to the Brothers Grimm Podcast. Cut!